It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, June 17th. I'm Patricia Naft. A number of rafting accidents and deaths have recently occurred across Colorado. On Monday, three people were taken to the hospital and treated for hypothermia after their raft flipped in the Roaring Fork River. On Sunday, a Fort Collins woman drowned in a rafting accident on the Poudre River. And last week, an 11-year-old boy drowned while rafting on the Arkansas River. Bill Dvorak teaches swift water rescue. He says this time of year, the water is high and cold in Colorado waterways, meaning there's more risk for people out there.
You know, you've got to have enough skill and ability in your boating that you can tee up to all these things and hit them square, because if you don't, they're going to knock you down. So that's probably the biggest thing, is to make sure that your ability is up to the stretch of river and the degree of difficulty of the river that you're going to run. And, you know, if anything, you're probably better off being a little bit conservative and going out and do something that you know is at or below your level.
Dvorak says it's important to be prepared when you're rafting. He advises people to go in groups and stay together and wear a helmet, wetsuit, and a tight-fitting life jacket. The city of Grand Junction just joined a group of cities across the nation with the same goal, to bring their residents high-speed internet. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Grand Junction recently partnered with over 90 cities and joined Next Century Cities. The group is a diverse collection of cities that have gigabit speed internet and those that are trying to get there. It includes cities ranging from Los Angeles to Kansas City to Montrose, right here on the Western Slope. Jim Finnelson is the IT director for Grand Junction. He says that something like this is crucial for business.
People who have home-based businesses, it gives them really the ability to do anything at their home that they could do at their place of work. So it opens up just all sorts of opportunities for people to explore new employment options and for them to really participate in the worldwide economy.
He says that the city itself struggles with internet speeds.
There are, in fact, some places where we copy it to a hard drive and send the hard drive through the mail rather than trying to transfer it over the internet at the speeds that we're currently running at.
Grand Junction is still in the planning stage, but it is working with providers to create an infrastructure in the near future. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
City leaders from across the state are gathering in Breckenridge this week for their annual conference. Benta Berkland has more.
600 city leaders will meet for networking and seminars on a host of topics, ranging from oil and gas to water and transportation. Kevin Balmer with the Colorado Municipal League says there won't be a single topic for the week.
Because every part of the state has unique and different things that they're going through, so we cover some of those major topics, but we don't focus on, you know, one specific theme.
Governor John Hickenlooper will address the group on Thursday and talk about the annual legislative session. Balmer says cities are pleased Hickenlooper vetoed a bill to ban cities from using red light cameras, but says it's too early to discuss legislative priorities for next year. That discussion will happen in the fall. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Governor John Hickenlooper has designated the Mesa County Workforce Center as a local workforce development area. This status means the center is no longer a part of the 51-county Colorado Rural Workforce Consortium. Tracy Garsher is the executive director of the Mesa County Department of Human Services. He says it's now one of the only 9 independent workforce centers in the state.
I think that what it does for us is just ensures that as our economy starts to recover, as Mesa County tries to deal with emerging industries and things like that, that we can do that a lot quicker than what we had to do in the past.
The 6th annual Black Canyon Astronomy Festival starts today and runs through Saturday. The festival takes place at the south rim of the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park outside of Montrose. The event is put on with the help of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke with Art Trevina, the group's vice president, to learn more about this year's festival.
What kind of activities will you have at the festival this year?
There'll be many activities spread over 4 days. And these include daytime activities like astronomy activities for kids, daily solar viewing of the sun through safe solar filtered telescopes, evening programs by the National Park Service and by a special guest speaker, and also nightly viewing of planets and many celestial objects through telescopes provided by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society.
What's unique about the festival this year?
A unique aspect of this year's festival will be a special keynote speaker, Scott Cardell, who is managing director of the International Dark Sky Association, which is based in Tucson, and he will be giving the keynote address on Friday evening at 9 p.m.
In your opinion, why is the Black Canyon a good place to stargaze?
I think that the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park is a really special place to stargaze because not only does it feature really dark skies, but it's fairly close to some small towns and moderate-sized urban areas in western Colorado, and yet it's out there far enough that the night sky is not really hindered much at all by light pollution. Also, it's close to our club's base, which is Montrose and Delta. We're an amateur astronomy club, and we have probably several dozen members, many of which are very eager to share their expertise on the night sky with members of the public. We also bring a wide variety of telescope equipment and even some very large binoculars that we share with the public.
What do you think the stargazing opportunities will be like during the festival?
Well, Laura, despite recent weather, the forecasts look excellent for clear skies, both during the day for solar viewing and during the evenings for night sky viewing. The daily solar viewing will be 1:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon near the visitor center. The night sky viewing will be at a site near the campground and the amphitheater after the Park Service programs. The night sky viewing should be particularly good this year because we have three bright planets that are in good positions to view shortly after twilight. Venus and Jupiter will be just immensely bright beacons in the western sky. We'll be viewing them through telescopes. You'll be able to see Jupiter's four Galilean moons and its cloud belts. Venus is particularly brilliant right now, and you'll be able to see a really nice kind of fat crescent phase on that planet. But I think the showstopper of the night will probably be this planet Saturn. Saturn will be rising in the southeast early in the evening, and it's a really awesome sight through telescopes. The planet features a really amazing ring system, which is just absolutely mind-boggling in my opinion.
Do you have a background in astronomy?
I have to confess, I'm an amateur astronomer. I'm actually a professional geologist. I did take one course in astronomy while in college, but what I like to tell to people is that I try to make a little money doing geology. I end up blowing most of it, buying astronomy gear and doing things like chasing eclipses across the globe.
That was Art Trevina with the Black Canyon Astronomical Society talking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. The Astronomy Festival kicks off today at the south rim of the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Knapp.